confidence and renewal, hope and tragedy, and trials and triumph. All along, I've also heard stories of infertility, miscarriage, adoption, and stillborn babies, though not nearly with the openness I experienced until I had my own story to reveal. While writing this book, I got pregnant again. I was just a couple of weeks away from finishing my first full draft of this manuscript when I received some difficult news about the health of my baby that was discovered in a routine ultrasound. My husband and I, along with our families, went on an emotional roller coaster as we learned new information about what our baby, and thus our entire family, could expect to experience in the hours, days, weeks, and years after his birth. As I've talked openly with some of my friends about our situation, I've heard news stories about their own birth and parenting experiences, of what it was like to be adopted with a birth mom in prison, to adopt after multiple miscarriages, the experience of giving birth to one live baby while its twin was stillborn, stories of premature birth, and more. Stories I might never have heard had I never opened up about my own struggles. This is the type of storytelling that I call authentic. It's personal, intimate, and meaningful. It's as natural as breathing. Hearing stories, especially vulnerable, hard to talk about.